You're into sports, but nothing wrong with a little leisure time. Why not both?
You're going to have a heart attack by the time you're 40 if you don't learn to relax.
It's time for sports or leisure on The Zone with Jason Anderson.
All right, hanging out on this Thursday edition of The Zone. Time for a little sports or leisure presented by Johnny's Tavern. $25 to Johnny's Tavern. We're giving on the line. It's on the line. We're giving out if you win sports or leisure. We're giving on the line. It's on the line. We're giving it out. If you win, you get a sports question. You get a leisure question. You get them both right, you win. That's right. That's what Sterling says. I'm going to take your word for it. It's a great little dog. The sports or leisure game, you get sports, you get leisure, you win $25 to Johnny's Tavern. A little bit of news in the last, oh, I don't know, 20 minutes or so. Mizuhara, Shohei Ohtani's longtime interpreter and confidant, he has officially been charged with bank fraud. He's being charged with transferring. So you remember the number that we talked about that maybe was that he took from Shohei Ohtani? You remember that number, guys? About $4 million, right, was the number that was sort of going around? It's been discovered he transferred more than $16 million
Yikes.
From Ohtani's account to an alleged sports book. The bets do not appear to have been, as U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada says, quote, the bets do not appear to have been made on the sport of baseball. They were placed between 2021 and 2024. According to Estrada, Mizuhara set up the account for Shohei Ohtani and didn't have access to Ohtani's reps or financial advisors. So he set up the account for Ohtani that his reps, financial advisors, didn't know about. They didn't have access to that. It was just Mizuhara that set it up for Ohtani and was then siphoning money from that account for his gambling expenses. But also, how in the heck are you giving that much money in a bet to a guy that's making $80,000 a year? Unless you think it's for Ohtani. And maybe he just lied about it the whole time, like, hey, I'm placing this bet for Shohei. Oh, it's not on baseball. If the U.S. attorney says that federal authorities don't think that the bets do not appear to have been made on baseball. So, you know, gambling, but not on baseball. But still $16 million that he's being alleged to have stolen from Shohei Ohtani. You know how much money you have if somebody steals $16 million from you and it isn't found out by you, but another investigation into gambling?
I'd assume a lot, Jason. I'd assume you'd have to have a lot of money.
Probably more than $16 million, because you would know that. Yeah. If you had only $16 million and somebody stole $16 million, you'd be keenly aware of that fact.
Dog, I check my bank statement like online, I don't know, once a week. I would know if $1,000 were gone.
Ka-choo, I'd know if 16 bucks.
But my
$16 million,
like,
no, 16 bucks.
Is he never
where'd that $16 go?
Bank account? Is he never checking?
Well, why would you, though? You've got financial advisors, reps. They might have you on, like, some sort of a salary. here's your salary stipend, and we're putting the rest in whether investments
or the bank.
How did
they not know, like, right away?
They didn't have access to it. But also, where's that $16 million coming from? How did it get into that account?
Yes. Where does Chiefsaholic come into play?
he's saying, look, dude.
He's blitzing. Or no, I'm sorry. He was being blitzed.
He was being blitzed. The pressure was on.
And that's his knee never went down.
He was running for the goal line is what he was trying to do. He was stretching out and reaching for the end game to cross into pay dirt.
Xavier.
Yeah. Xavier Mizuhara is apparently the interpreter's name. He's Ohtani-holic for the Angels. 913-3810-810. It's time for a little sports or leisure. 913-3810-810. Like we said, how you play, you give us a call, load up the phone lines, you get a sports question, you get a leisure question, you get them both right, you win the prize, $25 to Johnny's Tavern. Get either of them wrong, you lose. Sorry about that. That's just the way the game goes. The categories are, I've got a couple Royals questions, but really it's the coaching carousel, college basketball coaching carousel today. And we'll ask you questions about coaches that have moved around, and you just tell me when they were born. the specific date of their birth is really what we're looking for. No, the names of the coaches. Go ahead, Sterling. What about Leisure?
We have a few here. We have a few left in Sing Me a Song, You're the Piano Man, which is finished the lyric. We still have What's That Name? Baseball Edition, which is What Is This Dude's Real Name? Which we had a lot of fun with BJ Upton on. Boss Man Jr. or Melvin? Yeah, was it fun or was it just, you know, Dylan hitting the dump button? And then we also have, fun one, new one, Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Nice.
Space
okay.
Questions.
Yeah.
Space Questions.
Woo-hoo! All right. We all get to go dark for about, I don't know, 10 minutes. How long was it?
I don't know. It's a break.
10, 15 minutes? Not really sure. Charles Barkley had some thoughts on that, too. Y'all seen darkness before? These losers waiting for the eclipse.
You ain't never seen a Charles blimp before.
Sitting around waiting for darkness. Such a great line by Chuck. All right, 913-3810-810. I'm ready to go. Sterling, you good to go?
Let's do it.
Dylan?
Let's do it.
Dylan's like baloney. He's born ready. Born ready, okay? All right, head to the phone lines, 913-3810-810, and we start with T-Box here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. T-Box, sports or leisure, what side do you want to start with, brother?
Why don't you give me that coaching carousel? I'll try that.
All right.
It's an old one.
Well, let's see. Let's see. It might be an oldie but a goodie. We'll find out. He spent 7 years at an ACC school. He went to the tournament only one time. NCAA scandal followed him to the next school, where he's most known for suffering one of the biggest upsets in tournament history. That school, along with his next destination, lost faith in his ability to be a head coach. He's now an assistant for a Big 12 school.
I'll just go quick. Golly. I can't think of anybody. I was thinking Doc Sadler. Say the question one more time.
No problem.
7 years in an ACC school.
7 years at an ACC school. Going to the tournament only one time, yet it still got him a job at a different school, but NCAA scandal followed him to that next school, most known for suffering one of the biggest upsets in tournament history. That school, along with his next destination, lost faith in his ability to be a head coach. He's now an assistant coach for a Big 12 school.
Man, I should know this.
I did put a hint in there in the towards the end.
Well, I'm sure the the faith. I heard you say faith.
Mm-hmm.
So, golly,
you know this T-box. You know this T-box.
Basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't need any more hints. I'll just say Billy Gillespie.
Billy Clyde. Billy Clyde, you know what? That was a disaster, too. But it did not work out. T-Box, that is not the correct answer either. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it, man, as always.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. 913-3810-810. That question is out there. You know the answer to it.
Yes,
Sterling.
Correct. Okay. Yeah, the hint was very hinty.
The hint is, without the hint, it would make it a little more tougher. But the hint, you know, matters. Let's go to Lindsay next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Lindsay, sports or leisure, what side do you want to start with?
Oh, give me a little Billy Joel Piano Man to start it off.
Right.
All right, sounds good. Do you want 90s or classic rock?
Ooh. How about classic rock? But unfortunately, 90s is becoming classic rock.
Yeah, I was going to say, hard. Do you have a Venn diagram genre of 90s classic rock?
The song that I say 90s came out 33 years ago, and it's my favorite band, which is also, I guess, kind of a hint. But we'll go with Panama, okay? I'll give you even the song title, Panama by Van Halen, okay? Jump back, what's that sound? Here she comes, full blasting top down. Hot shoe, burning down the avenue, model citizen, blank, blank.
Zero Discipline.
Nails.
Nice.
You nailed it.
Well done. Nice job. I was going to go, let's have Big League Chew. But
at least this time you didn't jump in and sing it and ruin it like you did 2 weeks ago.
Well, I stopped doing that because I don't know when you're going to stop now.
I've tried to learn.
That was a little bit. You went a little bit longer there.
I thought, to change my strategy because Jason here cannot wait.
Ooh, I know the answer. You're not the one playing, you jackass. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Your words.
Let's go over to the sports side, Lindsay. We got coaching carousel and a couple Royals questions, but really coaching carousel. We got a question out there with the coaching carousel.
Hey, Can I get a fresh Coaching Carousel?
Yes,
one?
You can. Let's rock this one. A D1 head coach going back to 1984. He's taken three of the four schools he coached at to the tournament, making a Final Four at two of those three stops. He left after 1 year to go to an alma mater, the school he didn't go to the Final Four. He left behind a pretty good assistant that did take that team to the Elite Eight. No longer coaching, not by his choice. He was recently fired for non-basketball-related issues.
Oh, man.
taking two different teams to the Final Four of his last three stops. The only team he didn't take to the Final Four is because he only coached there 1 year because he returned to his alma mater. And now he's fired, not by his choice, for non-basketball-related issues. Multiple.
Man, I mean, I don't know nothing about college basketball. Is Chris Beard still coaching?
He is still coaching.
Golly.
He's at Ole Miss. I'm glad you asked for this category since, you know.
You didn't give him much of a choice.
You didn't give me
much
choice, Jason.
You're
I
right.
apologize.
You're right. You're right, Lindsay. You're absolutely right.
Non-basketball-related issues.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm not even going to guess. I'm just going to say from one Bearcat to another, go Ben McCollum. Big job at Creighton. Let's go, boys. Hopefully someone else can pick it up and win this one.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Appreciate it, Lindsay. 913-3810-810. Drake. Hell yeah, Ben McCollum. Let's do it. I think, you know what? Here's the thing. If Jerome Tang would have gone to Baylor, you know who I'm calling? Calling Ben McCollum. That's what I'm doing. If Dennis Gates leaves, I'll call Ben McCollum.
Ghostbusters is who I'm calling. I was told by that movie to call them.
You do what you got to do. There are a lot of people you can call. All right, there are a lot of phone numbers to call.
867-5309 was one.
That's one of them.
I know that one. Yeah.
That's one of them. You got it.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Andrew next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Andrew, sports or leisure? What side do you want to start with?
Oh, let's try Eclipse.
Oh, all right, Eclipse. Let's get space with it. All right. What planet rotates on its side?
Rotates on its side. I don't know if I knew that any of them did.
One planet rotates on its side.
Only one of them.
I'll give you this. It's not Jupiter because everyone says Jupiter.
I said Saturn. I just gave you those two.
So it's not Jupiter or Saturn because Jason, again, wants to give you another help.
And you know it's not Earth. Because if Earth rotated on its side, we would all fall off because it's flat.
Correct.
We would just slide right down. It'd be weird.
Oh, man. It's got to be one that's far out.
Agreed. It is far out, yes.
I know, like Mercury, the day is longer than a year. Hope I didn't take a...
No, you're good. I did not have a Mercury question, so you're golden. It has to be far out. You're on the right track here.
Yeah. It's Uranus.
Yes, dude. Uranus rotates on its side.
How do you know? You know nothing about Andrew.
Yeah.
All right, on to the sports side, sir. And by the way, I guess Saturn, and then he was like, it's actually Uranus. I'm like, I'm so mad at myself because that's the only planet I usually ever guess because I'm 10 years old. Really?
It's really nice this time of year.
I know, it's beautiful
right
now.
Balmy.
It's beautiful. All right, we got a couple Royals questions. We got some coaching changes, a coaching carousel, college basketball coaching carousel. Two questions out there already, some fresh ones as well.
Let's do coaching carousel. I'll do a fresh one.
All right, another fresh one. Well, you're just rolling through these, not getting the answer to them, but rolling through them. Okay. He was a Saluki for 5 years. The last two taking that team to the tournament before getting a job at a power program. In fact, playing for a national championship in his second year. He was eventually fired at that school, hired by a Big 12 school a month later. After that school's coach left for a lesser program because of issues in the athletic department. The coach would go on to win the conference multiple times and even make an Elite Eight run, but never anything aspiring about his program, eventually ended unceremoniously with him blaming everyone but himself for the results.
You know, I missed half of that because I turned on the car.
Yeah, I heard that. It was nice.
That last part, I think I got it. Can you try it one more time? I'm sorry. I know it was really wrong.
No, you're good. You're good. He was a Saluki for 5 years. He went to the tournament a couple of times, took a big Power 5 job, went to a national championship game, ended up getting fired, took over at a Big 12 school a month later, won the conference a couple times, made an Elite Eight run. Nothing inspiring about the program, really. He was it eventually ended unceremoniously, and he blamed everyone but himself for the results.
Is that Bruce Weber?
It is Bruce Weber. That is correct.
Yeah, that's right. That's the correct answer. It was me. It was me. I'm the one that did it.
Did Fyodor Dostoevsky write that question? Because that was the longest winded question we have ever had on this show.
I don't think that's right. I don't think this is the longest winded question we've
Dylan,
ever had
that
on the show.
Dylan, that was close, man.
You've
that
heard some
was...
of my other questions to some guests, by the way. Although, it's a little different when it's like conversation discussion.
Yeah,
like,
I checked out halfway through. I was with him. To, I was with Andrew. Yeah. I checked out. I started my car. He started his car during the question.
You started a proverbial car in your head. Like, I would like to drive away right now. All right, Andrew, that's a winner. You got Uranus and Bruce Weber. Sometimes those guys are interchangeable. We'll tell you. We will put you on. You know, a lot of K-State fans would say, you know, he also rotates on his side. We will put you on hold, Andrew, and get your information. Congratulations, sir. 913-3810-810. We got an answer to that question. 913-3810-810. Let's go to the phone lines, and we bring in Charles next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Charles, sports or leisure, what side do you want to start with?
Let's do the sports.
All right. We got a couple of Royals questions, and we have the college basketball coaching carousel.
Let's do that second missed the college carousel.
Yeah, yeah, the one about the coach dating back to 1984?
I think that's the one.
Okay. Right. He's taken three of the four schools he's coached at to the tournament, making a Final Four at two of his final three stops. The school he didn't take to the Final Four, he left behind a pretty good assistant coach that took that team to the Elite Eight. This coach is no longer coaching, not by his choice, recently fired for non-basketball-related issues.
Isn't that Bob Huggy?
It is Huggins. It is Bob Huggins is correct, taking Cincinnati and West Virginia to the Final Four. Couldn't take K-State to the Final Four in his 1 year that he was there, but left behind a pretty good one, too. On to the leisure side with, you know, Sterling.
We have Total Eclipse of the Heart, which is space. We have What's That Name Baseball Edition, What Is This Dude's Real Name? And then we have Sing Me a Song, You're the Piano Man, which is Finish the Lyric.
Let's do the What's That Dude's Name.
All right, What Is This Dude's Name? We'll go with, you want older or newer?
Let's do older.
Oh, you want older, all right. What is Duke Snyder's real name?
Duquesne.
Duke Snyder,
outfielder for the Dodgers, very famous in the Hall of Fame.
Outfielder for the Dodgers.
Yes. Hall of Famer, he has 407 home runs, an 8-time All-Star, 2-time World Series champion.
Yeah, he's a Boys of Summer. He's one of those guys.
Yeah.
Looks like Edwin Donald Snyder.
Is that what it looks like?
Is that what it looks like
right there? Is that what it looks like right there? Charles, did it look like that, or do you think it's that?
Kind of both of those, actually.
You know what? He looked it up in his brain. His brain is a Wikipedia site.
We've never had somebody tell on themselves before quite like
incredible.
That.
Yeah, that was impressive. It looks like.
Well,
it
looks
like. He's not even alive anymore.
Well, that is true. But you said older.
You said older. I gave you options.
Yeah,
here.
That's...
Yeah, but I'm not that old. God bless.
Charles, we'll put you on hold and get your information, sir.
Right.
Well, looks like the answer here is Bob Huggins. Looks like the answer. So Duke Snyder, that's spelled D-U-K-E. Is that Snyder with a Y or an I? I'm just trying to rack my brain and figure out which Duke Snyder we're talking about here. So it's with an I. Okay, very good. Now, he played for the Dodgers specifically. Do you have a time frame and a range of years he played for the Dodgers, just so I can rack my brain?
Yeah,
on this one.
He actually has a notepad that he has written down all this information. He played from 1947 to 64.
All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll continue to play some sports or leisure. 913-3810-810 is the phone number. $25 to Johnny's Tavern. More Zone next. All right, hanging out here on Sports Radio 810 WHB, heading up until 2 o'clock. Sir and Petro, the program comes your way at 2. We got Masters tonight at 9 o'clock. A little best of Sports Radio 810 at 6 o'clock, and then Masters tonight. Masters going on right now at Augusta, and the television coverage around, 3 o'clock. Was that on the movie Hot Shots with Charlie Sheen, the spoof on Top Gun? It's like, and we'll meet back here at 5:30 in the morning. I don't know why that always makes me laugh, but military time. We'll be back here at, let's call it 5:30. We'll be here. All right, 913-3810-810. Playing some sports or leisure, presented by Johnny's Tavern. $25 to Johnny's Tavern on the line. Let's bring in Matt here to play a little sports or leisure. Matt, what side do you want to start with, the sports side or the leisure side, sir?
We'll take Coaching Carousel.
All right, so we got one out there already, and then we have a couple of fresh ones available.
I'll do the one you have out there.
All right, very good. He spent 7 years at an ACC school, going to the tournament only one time. NCAA scandal followed him to his next school, where he's most known for suffering one of the biggest upsets in tournament history. That school, along with his next destination, lost faith in his ability to be a head coach. He's now an assistant coach for a Big 12 school.
No faith in Frank Haith.
That is right, Frank Haith. If one thing tells you that Missouri should go and hire him, it's 7 years in the ACC and making the tournament once. That's a guy who's really ready to just take off.
Got to have faith in that guy.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? If you don't have faith in that guy, because that's the thing. Missouri turns coaches into great coaches. He was at Miami, where you can't go to a Final Four at Miami. Nobody's going to go to the Final Four at Miami. You just simply can't do it. Okay? Certainly not Frank Haith. On to leisure with Sterling.
We have Total Eclipse of the Heart, which is Space, What's That Name, Baseball Edition, which is What Is This Dude's Real Name, and Sing Me a Song, You're the Piano Man, which is Finish the Lyric.
Let's try Piano Man.
All right. Do you want classic rock or 90s? Which, again, the 90s one is basically classic rock at this point.
Give me 90s, please.
All right. This is my favorite band, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Give It Away Now. All right. What I've got, you got to give it to your mama. What I got, you got to give it to your papa. What I've got, you got to give it to your blank.
I was about to...
Then you do a little dance, then you drink a bit of water.
I was going to jump in and do it, because then I would have been giving it away.
Yeah, been good. Would have been nails, Jason.
Thank you.
What do you give it to?
I think it is your daughter.
It is your daughter. Well, not your daughter, necessarily, but...
Could be, I don't know. Well done. That is a winner yet again. Nice job. We'll put you on hold. Get your information, Matt. Well done, sports or leisure. $25 to Johnny's Tavern heading Matt's way. 913-3810-810 is the phone number. 913-3810-810. I do have a couple of more of college basketball coaching carousel questions. I may have to come up with a couple of more on the fly. We'll see if I have to do that or not. Let's go to Tim next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Tim, sports or leisure, sir? What side do you want to start with?
Matt beat me to it. I was one person late. I was ready to go on Frank No Faith Haith.
No faith in that dude.
As a Missouri fan, we've suffered quite the trail of tears in our own perspective.
It's been ridiculous.
Let's try Coaching Carousel. I'll give that a whirl.
All right, very good. Let's go with this one. A great last name, he's coached at three different Power 6 basketball programs, Power 6 including the Big East. But he got his start at UAB with a Cinderella run. He also advanced as far as the Elite Eight. He's currently no longer coaching after being fired and replaced by a Hall of Fame coach.
Oh, man.
It's a great last name, coaching at three different Power Six basketball programs. Got his start at UAB with a Cinderella run that got his name on the map. He did take a team to the Elite Eight and then took another job, got fired there, took another Power Six program job, and got fired very recently, but was replaced by a current NBA Hall of Fame coach, or just basketball Hall of Fame coach, I should say.
Is it Andy Kennedy?
Andy Kennedy's not a bad guess, but it is not Andy Kennedy. I mean, the fact that you pulled Andy Kennedy there, I love that. Tim, thank you for playing, man. I appreciate it. 913-3810-810. Got an Andy Kennedy reference. Now I need to come up with an Andy Kennedy question just to throw people off. It's like, well, it can't be Andy Kennedy because Tim guessed that earlier. So maybe it's, I don't know, John Pelfrey. It
I
is
almost
not.
Feel like he needs, like he gets $12.50 to...
Just by an Andy Kennedy poll?
Like, if he gets the leisure correct, I feel like when you're like, all right, you get half of it. Cut it in half.
Well done. Yeah. All right, let's head to Chuck next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Chuck, sports or leisure, what side do you want to start with, man?
I'll start with sports. Can I get that Mike Anderson question?
Let's see, Mike Anderson question, yes. Let's see. Here we go. A great last name. Yeah, see, there's a little bit of a hint. Coached at three different Power Six basketball programs, Missouri, Arkansas, and St. John's. You got to start at UAB when they made a run in the tournament to the Sweet 16. He also advanced as far as the Elite Eight with Missouri when he had that really good team. Currently no longer coaching after being fired and replaced by a Hall of Fame coach, Rick Pitino at St. John's.
Yeah.
What say you?
Is that Phil Pressey's uncle? Or his dad's roommate, maybe? I don't know. Mark Caro's uncle, I think.
I think what you're looking for is Michael Anderson Jr.'s dad.
Oh, it is Mike Anderson Jr.'s dad. Yes, you're right. Can I go with Mike Anderson, please?
A coach like a Mike Anderson.
A son like a
Michael Anderson Jr., a Leo Lyons, a guy like a Damare Carroll. What'd you say?
Hey, if you see a bear and him get in a fight, you better help the bear.
That's right. I'm actually going to help him. So sorry. I care about you, Mike. You took the team to the Elite Eight and you left a damn fine squad for Frank Haith. I'm not going to help the bear, man. Okay? I'm not going to do that. Over to leisure with Sterling. But yes, there are a couple Missouri coaches on there, Sterling.
Is Quinn Snyder going to make a reference? Or,
no, because he didn't go to another job after Missouri in the college world. Okay?
Okay.
Or he would have made it.
Yeah.
I think we're
he went to Siberia. Does that count?
Yes.
All right.
It counts. Yes, I know.
Do you know the categories, or do you need me to say them again?
Do you mind saying them again? I know it's a lyrics question. Yeah. Piano Man, I mean, and there's... I forget what else is there.
We have one last finish the lyric as of now. We have What's That Name? Baseball Edition. What's the Dude's Real Name? And then we have Total Eclipse of the Heart, which is Space Questions.
Let's go with Space Questions.
All right. This one was pretty cool. How many planets have spacecrafts visited?
See Earth.
Does Earth count as this?
Does Earth count?
Earth counts. As
okay.
Well,
okay.
I mean,
well,
how many planets have spacecrafts visited? And I believe this was according to NASA. I was shocked by this. If this helps you, I was very surprised by this.
Well, you got a planet like a Marcus Denman, even a planet like a JT Tilla.
Okay, now I'm getting actually
a planet like a Kim English.
There's actually
sorry.
There's actually been some pushback apparently on this question.
I mean, I'm not pushing back on it.
Like
so
landing on the planet, or just like
yeah, I guess we'll go land.
Are you now questioning your own question?
It was actually my research that has been pushing.
So there are two answers we'll accept then.
Yes,
well, I'm fine with
there's landed on, and apparently there's ones where they've like visited and flown by. So
can you visit somebody if you don't actually get like? Can you visit friends, but if you just sort of just drove by that house,
if you waved at the planet, I guess
did you? I mean, visit. Is maybe a word that could be multiple interpretations that might be a little too lenient here with that one. But, you know, if there's another term to come up with, you know, planets flown to, whether landing or orbiting or waving at on their way by.
Yeah, this question I have just, I think, this is probably on me.
Actually, you know,
so
that
can
the
I ask for a new question.
The clock is actually just for Sterling to ask the question.
Yeah, I'll give you a new question because I'm getting Venus and Mars have been landed on. One crashed on Mercury. So do you count a crash on Mercury?
Yes.
And apparently every single one has had, like, driven by. So,
right, I mean, they had flybys on all at the very least. So
yeah, they've done flybys.
Done.
They've done flybys.
Every single planet has had the tower buzzed.
Yeah. All right.
Including Uranus.
All right, I'll give you an easy one. Is Pluto a ninth planet? Is Pluto considered the ninth planet still?
Is that an easy one? Because that seems like that's the most difficult question
it's
ever.
It's gone back and forth a lot. So is
that's
it the ninth planet? Yeah.
In my heart, yes. According to NASA, no.
Yeah, it's no. It's considered now a dwarf planet. So,
but Chuck, that's actually the right answer. In my heart, yes. According to NASA, no. The more and more I think about NASA, the more and more I question their intelligence. I mean, if you're going to take Pluto away from us, all right, what else is going to happen? Now we're going to go back and change history books? Oh, yeah. Chuck, we'll put you on hold and get your information. Congratulations, sir. Well done. 913-3810-810 is the phone number. 913-3810-810. I just love that you hadn't even really started your question before you started questioning the answer to it.
Well, I wanted to look it up again, and they've driven by, and I can see the confusion. They've flown by. They've landed technically on Venus and Mars, and if you want to count Earth, obviously. Well, they crashed on
Does Earth count as a
Mercury.
Spacecraft? Because Earth wouldn't
well,
be
you build
in
it.
Space.
You build the spacecraft. Well, Earth is in space, dude. Like,
Are you sure? How can you be so sure? Mm. Let's go to Ben next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Ben, sports or leisure, what side do you want to start with?
Let's go sports and let's try another coaching carousel.
All right, coaching carousel for you. This is one of my favorite ones. A former bouncer and high school basketball coach, paying your dues wasn't an issue for him, coaching high school and being an assistant for 23 years before getting his first shot at being a head coach. That first shot coming at a power conference program. He made the tournament 4 to 5 years he was there, including an Elite Eight run. Good vibes would run out as he decided to head back to the East Coast in a surprising move to a non-traditional program. Issues with his relationship with the AD being the reason. He ended up making an unexpected Final Four run at that next destination. Although 5 years later he was fired, never making the postseason again, he's now a head coach at an A-10 school.
Oh, crud.
I just like the fact of just thinking of, like, the past of this guy that we all got to know pretty well, the former bouncer. Like, this guy was a bouncer. He got shot at when he was doing that, and he decided, I should coach basketball.
Throwing dudes out of a bar.
Maybe I should stop being a bouncer. Let me try coaching basketball. All right, I'll coach high school basketball.
They're bouncing in both. Bouncing in the name and bouncing
in
basketball.
That's
yeah,
a good
so
point.
They translate.
That's a great point. That's a great point. Went to an Elite Eight at a school. He was there 5 years, ended up leaving because of an issue with the athletic director.
Okay. Is it Frank Martin?
It was Frank Martin. That's right. Frank Martin. Well done. That is correct. Frank Martin, who is now at Massachusetts.
Yeah, UMass.
That's right. Yep. Nailed it. And I'm the one that looked up the question, by the way. Sterling, on to leisure with that guy over there, Ben.
Do you know them, or do I need to say them yet again?
Let's just do an eclipse one.
What was that? Sorry.
The eclipse of the heart.
Okay.
Or
yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll
do that
one.
Let's do that one.
Yeah. Let's do that one. All right. Here we go.
How many planets have spacecrafts visited?
How many billions of stars are in our galaxy? A rough estimate is fine because they've not actually counted every single one.
What?
How many billions of stars are in our galaxy?
A rough estimate. Like, I'm going to say 1 billion.
You have no.
572 million. 350,000.
I should tell you there's a lot here, Jason.
542. Correct. It's exactly what it is.
More than 23 billion is what I'm. Because let's be real now. I wouldn't be asking this question if it wasn't more than 10.
I see.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah.
I want Ben to go, looks like it says here that they're...
These questions were very hard to come up with, Jason.
Ben, what do you say? How many billions of stars are there out there?
I got like 200 billion.
we're going to count it. It says anywhere from 100 to 400 million. So 200, you're right in the middle.
Nice job. Well done.
Good job.
Okay. So, says right there, around 200 billion. Ben, we'll put you on hold and get your information. Congratulations, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, 200 billion and one, because he's one for getting that question correct.
Oh, yeah. He's a star. I see what you did there. We'll take a timeout, come back, and wrap up the show coming up next. All right, wrapping things up here on this Thursday edition of The Zone. Thank you to Johnny's Tavern. $25 to Johnny's Tavern. We give away when we play some sports or leisure. A few winners that we had today. I don't have any questions out there that I did not get an answer to. All of my college basketball coaching carousel questions were correctly called.
Same, actually.
Trying to get as many words in there for an alliteration as possible. You didn't have any out there?
No, everyone got them.
So did we give an answer as to what the discrepancy was on the how many planets it was either visited or... So we said what it was either 8 or 9, or was it...
I'm just an idiot. No,
you're not.
I'm just a...
Don't say that about
well,
yourself.
Well, I looked up conflicting knowledge reports, and I guess it depends on your... if you have your druthers, do you depend on... Do you have to fly by or land? If it's land, well, then it's only Mars, Earth, and
they haven't had
Venus.
There's no spaceship landed on Earth. Unless Venus. You're talking about another planet's
spaceship. No, they've
spaceship.
Landed. They've landed. I mean,
there's never been a
well, how
a
did
ship.
They come back, dude?
Damn it, that's what I was getting to. There's never been a spaceship leave this planet, go to outer space, and then come back and land. Never happened. It's all been done in a TV studio. You didn't know that? TV studio, man. Because the Earth is flat.
We're throwing hands, man. We're throwing hands.
TV studio. Earth is flat.
If Sterling doesn't, we know Buzz will.
That's what you're going to say, Buzz.
I love that, dude. By the way, Buzz
all timer.
Knock some dudes out, man.
Yeah. As he should.
Good for him.
Good for Buzz.
Absolutely. How was the flag waving then?
I don't know. I'm apparently very bad at space, so you could tell me anything in regards to space. And I might
saying you don't
it,
have yeah. spatial awareness?
I'm the Kadarius Toney of space.
It means you dropped the ball. I don't think you dropped the ball today, Sterling. Don't say that. You were just fine. All right, the program comes up next. Oh, they got a fun show today. Be listening in. The Masters and an awesome remote. Thank you for listening. Program next.